Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. My guest today is a dating coach, and she's also the founder of Dating by Blaine. You may have seen her on the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal, CNN, or from her supermassive social following. Give it up for Blaine Anderson. Thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here on a date with you.
I'm glad you're in Austin. I was like, oh my goodness, this is perfect.
Meant to be.
So I've got this menu of questions. I've got some appetizer questions, main course, maybe a little tasting menu, and then we'll end with a dessert question.
Sounds great.
Do we need a safe word?
I trust you. I don't think we need one.
You should never trust me. I will go hard. Well, we'll get started in the appetizer section here. How did you get into giving relationship advice?
Good question. I've always loved love. Like, even thinking back to, like, being in elementary school, I wanted the tea on the playground. Like, who likes who? Like, who's going to ask who out? It was very, like, involved. And then didn't really see that being a career, you know?
Yeah.
And I worked in the travel industry after college. I lived in New York City, lived in San Francisco, worked in travel. And when the pandemic hit, I was basically unemployed, and I had always loved, like I said, giving relationship advice. I'd helped so many of my guy friends with their dating app profiles, because I'd be like, you're an awesome guy. Why are you not meeting awesome girls? And I'd look at their dating app profile and be like, okay, well, this is a problem. It's not representative of who you are. You're not good at taking pictures, or at least selecting photos. So I would redo them, and then they'd get more matches, and then they'd put me in touch with their friends or their colleagues.
Wow. So it kind of just like, sort of like a domino effect.
Yeah, and it had already kind of like happened in the just organically. So then when I found myself unemployed, I thought, okay, could I do this for a larger audience at scale and develop a course basically putting together all the advice I already give and give it to more men?
Yeah.
And so that's how it got started in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's
pandemic baby.
Yeah. Same. So when you give relationship advice, do you feel like you've learned a lot from your own mistakes?
Yeah. So I give more dating advice, like getting in relationships, than actually like, oh, here's how to be in a relationship. Although I guess like sometimes it does divulge into that. Definitely from my own experiences, in addition to just like research, psychology, reading, talking to people, at this point helping thousands of guys, but certainly my own experiences as well. I've lived on 6 continents, so I've had a lot of different dating experiences.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're married too, right?
I'm married now, yeah.
How long have you been married?
I got married in 2022.
And how did your husband pick you up?
At the gym.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Taboo spot. I've heard that you can't meet someone at the gym, but I'm proof that it can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your dating advice ever change?
Definitely. I've seen it even looking back, you know, 2020 doesn't sound like that long ago, but things have developed and changed since then. Also, I started giving advice during the pandemic. So it was like all online.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, like stay 6 feet away and, you know, shout from across the park. And now it's much more like,
what's
okay,
your number? Yeah.
Are you vaccinated? No, we don't need to talk about COVID anymore. No need to bring it up. And I think a lot more people now have swung back the other way where they really want to meet people in person, both men and women. So a lot of my advice, I talk about online dating, and I'm an advocate for having a great online dating profile. But a lot of the advice I give to my clients is about how to meet women and better optimize for in-person relationships.
What would you consider bad advice when it comes to dating?
Uh, I mean, opposites attract, I think, is pretty bad advice. Like, no, they don't. Birds of a feather flock together is way more true when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
So I've like, you know, I've seen guys and it's like they want to date like this influencer type, like Instagram fitness model. And I'm like, you're not that. So that's not like what's going to work for you. It just doesn't make sense. Like, she's going to be more likely to date someone who's also fit and also into being active and like looks good naked. And, you know, you don't have to look good naked to date someone who looks good naked, but like, it's going to help.
Do you think that being funny is important in getting a girl?
Yes. You can make up for so much if you are funny.
What if you're inherently not funny? Like, what?
Get funny. That's a, most people aren't born funny. It's a learnable skill. Just like dating's a learnable skill. I tell guys all the time, and it's not like you need to be a comedian. You don't need to be like cracking jokes all the time, but a sense of humor and the ability to make a woman smile, so important. I tell guys all the time, take stand-up comedy lessons, like, or a court class, take an improv class, take a public speaking class. If that is something that, if that sounds scary and challenging to you, like, you should be doing it.
Yeah. Do you find that it's that part of the problem is the fact that if it's not an accessible, like a super easy thing to learn, that people are like, oh, then I don't want to do it?
Yeah, of course. We all want to do things we're already good at. Like, that's like, yeah, fun. It's fun to do things you're good at. It's way more challenging to do things that you're not good at or have never done before.
What kind of temperature do you like your room to be?
Oh,
at night.
Oh, 71, 70.
When you go to sleep?
Yes.
That's the like max I can have in the daytime.
Yeah.
Like nighttime.
What do you want, like 50?
Night needs to be like 65.
Okay, but we have a bed because my husband is the same way. He wants it really cold. I want it like, I just am okay with a sheet. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be hot. But we have a bed and we can each control our own side. And he has his at like a -8 cooling. And I have mine at like a +2, which is nice. I like roll over to his side to get a little cool and then like roll back over to mine.
I thought you were going to say the cuddle.
No, I'm just getting the temperature. He's like, don't cuddle me. It's too hot.
How about some main course questions? What do you think is the biggest problem in your relationship?
Oh, my husband's chewing of gum.
Really? Does he like smack like you can hear it?
Yes.
And he can't do it with his mouth closed?
It appears not.
You know, I've recently, so I've been with my boyfriend for about 1.5 years. And I don't know how something new has come up that's like very annoying to me. But he will yawn with the sound effect of yawning. Like he'll go, and I'm like, you don't need to verbalize. Like you can just yawn
it's
silently.
Like a movie yawn.
So that's been like a brand new.
I feel like the gum is new too. It's like developed because we wouldn't have gotten married otherwise. Like this wasn't going on in the beginning.
You're like, you never discovered Wrigley's before?
Yeah.
Who introduced this to you?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Maybe he's trying to get off nicotine. let's see here. Why do people have such a hard time letting go after a breakup?
It's kind of, you know, what we just said before. It's hard to go into something new. We like what's familiar. Even if a relationship isn't the best for us or it's toxic, it is familiar. And you might even be good at having that toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to turn away from it. The uncertainty. Dating, I don't know. Dating isn't fun if you don't know how to do it either, if like you're struggling with it. So to go back to that, if you don't know what you're doing, is unappealing.
Yeah. Do you think that it's important for the guy to approach a girl in a scenario where he wants to meet her? Or do you think that women need to also be aggressive and approach men?
Yeah, I mean, I think women absolutely should approach if they see somebody they're interested in, but I'm not out here being like, women must approach. Like, I ultimately do think it is the guy's responsibility. And I get so much crap for that on my Instagram. Like, girl, women should do it too. And it's like, that's not in your control. What you can control is whether or not you approach, how you approach, how you carry yourself, what you say. So let's take control of the things that are controllable and act on it.
Yeah.
Also, evolutionarily, men approach. Look at all animal species. It's not the woman going after the man. And most mammals, don't quote me here. I'm like, thinking about like, but no, that is absolutely true. It is the
men like to hunt.
And yeah, they are going after the women. The women, you know, might show themselves as available, like give the look, but then it's ultimately the man's responsibility to do the approaching.
Yeah. And who do you think, you know, I feel like this is like a little controversial, but it's like, who should initiate sex? Like, you know, I like a guy to initiate sex, but yeah. I feel like men are kind of scared.
Yeah. Men are scared of like initiating physicality. I mean, even stepping back from sex, men are scared to approach for even like the same reasons of being perceived as creepy or like the woman doesn't want it. So I don't know I don't think there's like a right or wrong who initiates sex, but I think a lot of times, like just like with approaching, women do want to be pursued. They want the man to make the first move. So it's just about going slow and looking for the signs and not just like pushing full steam ahead without like understanding if she's receptive, whether it's asking her out or initiating sex.
What do you think is like a perfect date night?
Ooh, at what stage in the relationship?
Let's say that you both like each other, and you're not like exclusive yet,
okay,
but you're on the way. Like, what's a good date night?
I love a home date. So invite her over, or I guess it could be him too. I talk to men, so I see everything like through a man's eyes of dating. But invite him over, cook dinner together, have like a little appetizer board out, but then do something that involves doing something new together. So
like an activity.
Like a recipe, yeah, where you can like tease each other, have some fun. There's like opportunities to touch and flirt and then enjoy this thing you made together.
Yeah.
I love that. And you can
that
like make a cocktail, open a bottle of wine, have music, candles. You can really set the mood. It's easier to talk. You don't have like a server interrupting you. I think it's a really nice way to like take it to the next level.
How far into a relationship do you think new couples should have sex?
Oh, I think that's so personal to the relationship. Like, there are happily married couples who had sex on a first date, and then there are happily married couples who, like, waited until marriage. It's so dependent on the two people and what they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's, like, a right or wrong answer. It's, like, when both parties are, like, ready to go for it.
Very PC. So what's your love language?
Oh, my love language is physical touch and words of affirmation.
Physical touch.
Yeah.
And words of affirmation.
Yeah, so like, tell me I'm pretty.
Tell me I'm pretty and fuck me.
Yes.
I feel that. I feel like I'm a time spent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so clingy.
Are you an anxious attached?
I probably. Like, I just want my person to be there all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why I've always dated business owners.
Mm.
Because they don't have to go to the job.
But they're also the most busy.
I know. But I'd rather you be on your phone 100% of the time
but
and just
with you.
Be with me.
Okay.
Like, I need your physical body, like, in the room. And you can watch TV and I'll cook, but it's like it's like having an entity in the room with me.
I like all the love languages, though. Like, I like being around my person, too. Like, I like gifts. Like, I'm not going to say no to a gift.
I love gifts.
So I'm like, do I have to pick? I want them all.
This is an ongoing thing on this show. I'm big on taking gifts. I also like giving gifts. I think I'm the best gift giver.
Ooh.
Very good at giving gifts. I won't even get into some of my weird fucked up stories about how I give way too much and then like receive very little, which is so weird sometimes, you know? Like, I feel like as an only child,
I'm an only child too.
Really?
Yeah.
I would always want to share.
Yes. You get a bad rap that you're a bad sharer.
But you're like selfish.
I'm the opposite.
Same. I would, if someone would come over to my house and they were like, oh, I really like this, I'd be like, you can have it. You can have it and we can be friends. And if you like any of my other stuff, you can have all my other stuff too. Because I don't use any of that stuff. So why don't you just never leave?
And stay here with me.
Stay here with me, and you can have all my stuff. So that was...
That's maybe one step further than even just being, like, a good gift giver.
Literally just, like, a thrift store. I have an opened thrift store. You can come. You don't have to purchase anything. Just
help yourself.
Literally take whatever you want. I'm a charity, a walking, talking charity. Do you ever feel misunderstood by women?
I actually feel like most of the time women see my advice and they're like, thank you for telling the men. Like, and people ask, like, why are you giving advice to men, not women? I'm like, because I'm helping the women have more viable partners.
Ooh.
Like, these men are already out there. So we just need to, like, shine them up a little, get the edges a little better.
Get them detailed.
Yeah, get the detailed job and then they'll be good to go. It's not like they're I love my clients. It's not a product problem. It is a marketing problem. It is how they market themselves that is the problem. And that I can teach you how to market yourself, and then you can have an awesome girlfriend.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 4 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 6 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. So I guess it makes sense. But thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting my money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels all of your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/date. That's rocketmoney.com/date. rocketmoney.com/date.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is the number one thing you find yourself constantly helping with the most?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. There's so many.
It sounds like profiles are a big deal.
They are, but I mean, that is just something that is wrong every single time. But I don't like to spend so much effort there because I think it's really easy for guys to become fixated on online dating. And even if you can have a great profile and get women online, you still need to be able to flirt and create chemistry and have good conversations. So the online profile can only get you so far. I feel like what I have to tell guys over and over is awesome women want to meet awesome single guys. You're doing yourself and her a disservice by being too scared to approach, by not making your move. It doesn't mean every girl's going to be interested in you. Most won't.
Yeah.
But it's a numbers game. You have to put yourself out there.
It sounds scary. I'm glad I'm not a guy. I'd way rather just get approached.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really hard. Like, I absolutely empathize. Like, you have to put yourself out there. You are inevitably going to get rejected. That is part of the process.
Oh, God. Could you imagine just being born and they're like, listen, honey, you're going to live a long life of rejection. So just keep sticking your dick out there.
Eventually, someone will want it.
Oh my God, I never even thought about a guy like that before. I automatically respect.
That's
good
why
job.
When I see guys approaching, or like if I get approached or a girlfriend gets approached, even if she's not single, I'm like, good work, keep that up, keep it up. You need to give them positive reinforcement. Like, don't be a bitch if a guy approaches you, be nice. It's hard.
How do you feel about, like, how do you tell a guy to be a bad boy in the sense where it can be attractive, but also be a nice guy?
It's so true. I get that. I hear that all the time. It's like girls don't like nice guys. And it's like, it's not that women don't like nice guys, but if you're bending over backwards for a stranger and like scurrying to like help someone who like you don't even know, or like appease somebody else, that is unattractive. Like, taking it back to caveman days, did the woman want the caveman who's like going out and getting shit done and like providing for his family, or the caveman who's like, oh, what do you need, what do you need, like how can I make you happy? Like, no, she wants the like the badass who's like going out and like getting shit done. And I think that absolutely still plays into today why guys are like, women like bad guys. It's like, no, but there are traits that like bad boys have that are attractive. They put themselves first. They aren't scared to ask for what they want. Those things are hot.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about tattoos? Do you have any tattoos?
I have a few tattoos. I got some on my wrist, got one on my back, got one on my foot. And I love a guy with tattoos, but my husband doesn't have any tattoos.
Do you think it's a red flag if someone doesn't have any tattoos?
No.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. Do you have tattoos?
I have one tattoo.
Okay.
I have a kiss on my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it someone's real lips?
It's my lips. I wanted my mom.
I
so
love
when
that.
I was little, my mom would kiss me on the cheek.
Yeah.
And she and I was homeschooled uh-huh. and I would I was training as an elite gymnast. So ooh. I would have to wake up and go to school like at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she would kiss me on the cheek with red lipstick. And I never looked in a mirror. So I would always have this kiss on a cheek, on my cheek.
Yeah.
And so as I got, when I'm like 18th birthday, I was like, I want to get a tattoo of like a kiss on my cheek. So I told my mom about it and she was like, oh, that's so cute. But where are you going to get it? And I was like, on my ass. And she was like, yeah, I'm definitely not kissing a piece of paper with my lipstick for you to get a tattoo of my lips on your ass. And I was like, fine, I'll do it.
I'll do it myself.
So I kissed a piece of paper and then pulled my pants down. And then the guy proceeded to give me a tattoo. And he was like, so are you a porn star? And I was like, no, I'm not. And he was like, a stripper. And I was like, no, dude, just a normal person.
Who wants lips on my
getting
ass.
Getting lips on my ass.
Judge me. It's like, yeah, why that? Why would you assume that? Like,
I don't know. It was probably the boobs. He was like, oh, I'm looking at your ass right now. I don't know. It was just
I guess it's a compliment.
Red flag.
You got
know?
A nice ass if you can be a porn yeah. star or a stripper.
Yeah, there's always a positive spin yeah. on that one. Do you think that it's creepy if a single guy has a pet as a cat?
No, absolutely
a cat
not.
As a pet?
I picked up what you were putting down. I love cats.
I'm not even dyslexic. Jeff Dye is rubbing off on me.
I love cats, so I don't think it's creepy.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh, I'm like a pet freak in general. Like cats, dogs, bunnies, goats, like bring it on. My husband jokes that I'm like just on the verge of like being able to keep it together in public, but like teeter on the edge of being a total freak about animals. So I don't even know if I have a favorite. I just love them all so much.
What do you think of a situationship?
There's a time and place, you know, sometimes you need that. It's not the person for you to be in a relationship with, but like for they are providing some value in your life. The problem is when people want the situationship to be more. And so they're willing to take the situationship, but they really want the relationship. But, you know, like one person yeah. wants it, one person doesn't. That's when it's problematic, because if you're wishfully hoping you're going to change the person's mind, it's like thirsty and unattractive.
Yeah. What do you think about love bombing?
Ugh, no, not good. And you have to watch out for it, because I think it is a sign. I don't want to say it's a sign that anything that involves like a bomb is probably not what you want in your relationship.
Unless it's a bath bomb.
Yeah.
And even then you can get a bad pH problem.
Yeah. Very true. You end up with a yeast infection. No one wants that. I think it's like a red flag, honestly.
How do you know if someone is love bombing you?
I think that for me, when I think of love bombing, it's when their amount of input into the relationship is disproportionate to what's appropriate at that point in time. So you've been on two dates with this person and they're like, I'm so obsessed with you. Like you, I just want to hang out with you all the time. Like you said,
yeah,
that's like too much. Like you've only been on two dates. You need to back off.
Oh yeah, I don't love bomb. I'm just real. Like you can't leave.
You must
ever.
Stay.
Like I will follow you to the bathroom.
Like talking. I feel like I actually, like that's a, like once you're in a relationship, you're like talking and you're like one of you's in the bathroom. You're like, okay, this
it's
is like
shocking
too comfortable.
That I've kept a man around. It's shocking. Yeah, I feel like love bombing. I feel like I've always been very bad at reading love bombing signs mm-hmm. because if someone love bombs you, you are kind of flattered, right? If you really like the person
yeah.
back,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like they change at a certain point. And is that because you think that they feel like they've got you and they don't need to do that anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with love bombing, sometimes it's that the person is like they're giving so much so early. Yeah, and then like when it's like they like the fact that they don't actually know you that much, and that's like what's leading them to love bomb, and then things get real and then it becomes less of a, like they're less infatuated because it's
yeah.
like real.
And that's when you feel kind of tricked.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened to this person that was like.
And that's why I feel like love bombing is like bad, because if this person doesn't know you and they're showering you with all this attention and love, then it's like, how is that going to translate into an actual relationship?
Yeah. See, that's, you can guarantee, I can guarantee you I will follow you into a restroom years in.
Yeah. What? It's like, it's a love.
Just it's just a love relationship.
That's a good thing. You love hard.
I do love
I think
hard.
That's different than love bombing, you know?
Yeah. What's your biggest turn off in the bedroom?
Ooh. Biggest turn off in the bedroom.
When a guy says another girl's name.
I mean, that is definitely up there. I don't think that's ever happened to me. I don't think that, has that happened to you?
No, but my boyfriend was telling me about this position called the bull.
What is that?
It's where it's doggy style and he's behind you and he grabs you as hard as he can. And then he whispers another girl's name in your ear and he sees how long he can hold on.
Before you like flip you, over and smack him in the face.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd love that. I also don't like when it's silent. Like when it's just like crickets.
Yeah.
You need like a little
music.
Like, I'm down for some music, but even just like communication, like
yeah,
talking.
I like talking too.
Yeah. When guys ask me, they're like, well, how do you like, cause I say, I'm like, you have to like, you know, talk a little bit. Don't be like too quiet.
They're like, oh yeah, what do I say?
Like just narrate what you're doing if you aren't sure what to say, like, or like ask if someone likes that, or like, do you like this, or do you want me to do this? Like,
yeah. They could be probing you to just talk dirty.
Talk dirty to them.
To them. But they're like, so what kind of things should I say? Here, say it into the microphone.
It could be.
Do you feel like, so since you're married and you're giving advice and clearly people are like, God, I wish you could just be single. Do you feel like any of these guys are like sort of falling in love with you? Do you ever feel like you're like,
No, not my clients. I mean, I get some like pretty interesting like fan mail or like emails that are like says some weird shit. But no, like the people who are like actually I'm coaching one-on-one or taking my courses, they're much more, I feel like they are firmly footed in reality and are like actually just looking to improve their dating lives, not date me.
That's good. How do you, so I'd be curious to know how you answer this one. How do you tell your significant other that they're getting fat?
Oh, so my husband did, he like in hindsight, like, he definitely got soft like a couple years ago. And I didn't tell him. I just was like, I guess this is my life now. We're like already married. And then he realized himself and now he's like doubled down on the gym. He has a personal trainer and he's like looking so good. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. He just had to like figure it out on his own.
So you wouldn't
say anything?
He was never
fat. No, I mean, but if he was like actually fat, I'd be like, babe, you're like getting a little soft.
Yeah. Soft is like a nice word.
Yeah. And like teasy. But you can't, as a guy, you can't tell a girl she's getting fat. Not early on.
Yeah.
Like just like, I think you just can encourage healthy behaviors. Like,
yeah.
Let's like have salads for lunch. Like, let's go on a bike ride. You can't be like, babe, you're getting fat.
I just asked my boyfriend if he's pregnant. I'm like,
hinting at
we're
it.
Like 7 months along. Looking good. All right. I've got my tasting menu here. So,
my giggles from the back.
And he's just like, yo.
You a fucking savage.
I'm like, wow, men can get pregnant. Who knew? And then I rub his belly like it's like a Buddha head.
He loves that. I bet.
Yeah. Like I said, shocking. I'm still in a relationship. Following this man to the bathroom and the whole way, I'm just like, are you pregnant? All right. So my tasting menu, I'm going to ask you a series of rapid fire questions. So you have to just answer the first thing that comes off the top of your head. What is the oldest thing in your fridge?
Oh, some Lone Star beers. They're actually expired, I think.
Really? They're that old, huh?
I didn't even know beer expired.
I didn't either.
I didn't, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if it expired, it would just get you drunker.
Yeah, it could keep
it,
fermenting.
It like over-ferments.
I can try, I'll let you know.
Do you prefer the East Coast or the West Coast?
West Coast.
Deep dish or thin crust pizza?
Thin crust.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Yes.
Get off my show. Star Wars or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Same. Best music to have sex to?
Ooh, maybe some like slow jams, R&B.
Leather or lace?
Leather.
Ghosts or aliens?
Aliens.
Leather. Little dominatrix in you?
Oh, yeah. I got some leather skirts at home.
Oh, shit. Okay, we're going to circle back around to that. Mohawks or mullets?
Ooh, mullets.
Manicure or pedicure?
Manicure.
Favorite cocktail?
Ooh, dirty martini.
What is the perfect amount of cocktails to have on a first date?
Two.
Dirty martini is also my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, like a filthy, disgusting, nasty.
Oh, I like a just a whisper dirty.
I want dirty talk. I want like an olive to orgasm a lot with blue cheese.
Ooh, yes, I love a good blue cheese olive. But you know what they say about martinis? They're like breasts. One is not enough and three is too many.
Oh, you're right about that.
Yeah.
If you can drink more than two full glasses of gin,
yeah,
you also probably have a problem. Favorite flowers?
Ooh, I like a mixed bouquet. I want a few different varieties.
She's like, I want all of them in one. Shower or bath?
Bath.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Thong or granny panties?
Thong.
Morning bird or night owl?
Morning bird.
Favorite position?
Ooh. What would the piece be called? I like when I'm laying on
the bull.
Yeah, the bull, that one. The new one, I'm going to go home and try the bull.
What is it called when what?
Well, it's like not doggy style, but it's like laying flat, but on your stomach.
Oh.
Because like that's
reverse missionary? Backwards? What do you guys call that when the girl's laying flat, backward, upside down, other way? You know what I mean?
I don't know. The lazy on top, I guess.
No, it's when the girl's on the bottom and the guy's having sex with her.
Oh, the girl's on the bottom.
But she's not doggy style. She's flat.
The plank.
The plank.
Lights on or off?
On.
Botox or wrinkles?
Botox.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Hair up or down?
Down.
Wine or champagne?
Wine.
Favorite car?
Porsche.
Introvert or extrovert?
Oh, what's the one in the middle? Both.
Drug addict? To bring out the introvert? Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Karaoke or dancing?
Dancing.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
Spearmint or peppermint?
Peppermint.
Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Alpha or beta?
Alpha.
Mix match socks or matching?
Matching.
Weird. I don't have a single pair of matching socks.
I used to be that way.
I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be the mix match sock girl.
Now I'm like obsessed with the matching. I don't know. Something's changed.
God, you know, that's why I like pantyhose.
Because they stuck together. There's no separating them. It's like you and your boyfriend. There's no separating us. We're just always together. I'm seeing a theme here. Conjoined twins would be ideal.
He is a twin.
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like now I've taken his place.
Is he identical?
A fraternal. But if you squint really hard and have three martinis,
yeah, one
they
too many,
sort of look the same.
Okay.
Only my boyfriend's like an inch and a half taller.
Ooh, lucky him.
And more pregnant. So what is, for my dessert question, I feel like this is a two-part question. What is the sweetest thing that your husband has ever done for you?
He threw me a surprise 30th birthday party. He hosted it with my best friends after we'd only been dating for like 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
He went out of his way and planned the whole thing.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
And how did he propose to you?
We were on a dog walk it was here in Austin, not where we live now. And it was at our favorite like place to walk the dog. And we had just gotten back from a music festival. He wasn't even planning on doing it right then. But he like felt like the mood was right. And he got the ring. And when we were on our dog walk, it was a full moon. It was a blue moon.
Oh, so it was a night walk.
It was a night walk. And he did it on the walk at like our favorite spot with our dog.
Did he just tell? Oh, was it like a little area where you guys?
He didn't have
stop?
It planned. It was. I mean, we were like on a field, like at a middle school, actually. So it was. I mean, you're probably in your head imagining this like really romantic. No, it was like a dead grass at a middle school, like a pile of dirt
on the playground where you used to give people advice.
Yes. But it was like it was perfect. It was like it felt very right and very us.
That's very sweet.
We're not very like fancy traditional. We had a cosmic cowboy themed wedding in Marfa, Texas.
Fun.
Yeah, so fun. It was the most fun ever.
Oh man.
Yeah, so like we're more about fun than like looking fancy.
I love that. Yeah. Well, that's cool. How can people find you?
Dating by Blaine across all social media at datingbyblaine.com.
Well, thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you.
It was super lovely to have you on. Guys, thank you for watching another episode. We'll see you next time.
First day.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.